We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Winery, an East Texas destination on the grounds of Keepersall Estates. This morning, I call your attention to a piece by Daniel Oliver published yesterday at thefederalist.com entitled, Hey, Hey, Ho, Ho, Student Debt Has Got to Go. In the piece, Oliver paints a sobering picture for families with a college-bound child. You can follow the link to the story at youtellmetexas.com. He says in 1966, it cost the current equivalent of $8,752 to attend the University of Southern California. Today, $42,162, up nearly 500%. That picture's fairly typical. In light of this, there are two questions parents and students should be asking. What does one get for that money, and why is the cost nearly five times higher than a generation ago? For too many graduates, the answer to question number one is a degree of next to no value in the current jobs market. While the cost of college has been going up, the real-world usefulness of a college degree has been going down. Somewhere between our college years and those of our kids, a whole bunch of mushy, socially conscious, often grievance-driven curriculum got invented. It might surprise the parents of students at the University of Pennsylvania to learn that their daughters may advance toward their degrees through a course called The Feminist Critique of Christianity. It might similarly surprise parents of students going to Swarthmore to learn of a course called Interrogating Gender, Centuries of Dramatic Cross-Dressing. Graduates with CVs filled with such courses learn soon after graduation that they are not in high demand in a market where there are far more job applicants than there are jobs. All of which is bad enough, but made intolerably worse when the factor that's driving college costs up at five times the rate of inflation is considered. That factor is student debt. When parents were having to tap into savings to pay for college, there was price sensitivity. Not everyone could afford college, and thus a stern cost versus benefits calculation was made as to college versus vocational school versus some other path into the workplace. But with a growing everyone should go to college national ethos and a concomitant national policy of universally available student debt, price sensitivity was replaced by a buy now, pay later mentality. Colleges began raising prices because demand spiked and because no one really objected on price. But much worse than simply raising prices, colleges began luring students at a time in their lives when they were most vulnerable into taking on debt to pay for education that was unlikely to advance their careers or their earning power. So here's the test for parents of the high school class of 2014. If 5 years after graduating college, your son or daughter is likely to be earning less than what a year of that college cost, you should be very concerned. If that same son or daughter will be in debt at some multiple of that annual salary, you should step in and keep it from ever happening. If enough parents do this for their children, we'll get college costs back under control. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. Decreasing cloudiness and warm tomorrow, says Dr. Bob. A chance for you and your spouse or a friend to spend some quality, non-stress time in the beauty of a vineyard. My last two visits to the Keepersall Winery have included encounters with folks from out of state who heard about Keepersall and decided to make it a destination. With it being so close to where we live, why would you not do the same thing? I can promise you that the stresses of the week will simply melt away as you gaze upon the beautiful, lush green vineyard that gently slopes away from the Keepersall tasting room. While you're there, try the 2009 Keepersall Merlot I've been telling you about. It's the wine I'm personally recommending at the moment, and a glass enjoyed on the patio will be an exercise in gracious living. You go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.